Off.
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 Off. Off. Recenzija.
Misija Mars. Evropska federacija geologov je pred kratkim pripravila webinar na temo raziskovanja Marsa. Gost dogodka je bil dr. Jesus Martinez Frias z Inštituta za geoznanosti v Španiji, strokovnjak za meteorite, planetarno geologijo in astrobiologijo ter član raziskovalne skupine, ki spremlja NASA-ina roverja na Marsu, Curiosity in Perseverance. Slednji je na površju Marsa pristal februarja letos. Raziskovalnim misijam na rdeči planet pa se poleg Združenih držav Amerike v letu 2021 pridružujejo še kitajski rover Tianwen 1 in vesoljska sonda Hope, plovilo Združenih arabskih emiratov. Prav zaradi tega je bilo letošnje leto razglašeno za leto Marsa. Namen dogodka je bil izpostaviti pomen planetarne geologije in astrobiologije pri raziskovanju vesolja.
All planetary missions, in particular, Mars missions are confirming that astrogeology or planetary geology is a crucial discipline for understanding paleoenvironmental and habitability conditions. Planetary geology can be defined as the study at many different scales of the origin, evolution, and distribution of the condensed matter in the universe in the form of planets, moons, asteroids, comets and particles of different sizes and genesis. Planetary geology involves the incorporation of results from spacecraft data analysis, laboratory simulations of various planetary processes, and field studies of features on Earth analogs. This part about Earth analogs is especially important for us, for geologists, because we can work on some sites, on some areas of our planet, in which, of course, they are not like areas on Mars or in Venus or on the Moon, but they can give us some clues about how to work to test some prototypes and to validate some scientific models. And astrobiology is the study of the from the origin of the elements to the formation of the nebula, the galaxies, the solar nebula, the first organic molecules, the origin and evolution of the planets, the origin of life, the evolution of life, that asking if this process occur in other place from a scientific point of view. The first questions are, how does life begin and develop? The second one is, does life exist elsewhere in the universe? And the third big question is, what's life's future on Earth and beyond? So the study of the activities of humans in space is also related with astrobiology in the context of the NASA astrobiology program.
Raziskovalkam in raziskovalcem vesolja so veliko pomoč podatki, ki jih zbirajo na Zemlji. Posebej pomembna so območja z edinstvenimi okoljskimi in geološkimi lastnostmi. Spomnite se recimo filma Marsovec, v katerem gledamo, kako je Matt Damon ujet na Marsu, v resnici pa je bil film posnet v jordanski puščavi Wadi Rum. Edinstvenost teh okolij bi lahko posnemala površje na nebesnih telesih v neki fazi njihovega razvoja. Pri določenju faze razvoja zunajzemeljskih objektov si lahko pomagamo z minerali, saj različne vrste mineralov nastajajo v različnih fazah razvoja planeta. Ob nastanku vesolja je obstajalo le kakih ducat vrst, danes pa na Zemlji poznamo več kot 4400 različnih vrst mineralov. Verjetno je za Zemljo najpomembnejša faza razvoja življenja. Takrat sta namreč na našem planetu nastali 2/3 vseh danes znanih mineralov. Na podlagi njegove mineralne sestave se tako za Mars predvideva, da naj ne bi presegel četrte faze mineralne evolucije. To pomeni, da se je planet ohladil, preden se je lahko razvila tektonika s subdukcijskimi conami. Zato na Marsu najdemo večinoma le bazaltne magmatske kamnine. Vseeno pa se je Mars s časom spreminjal.
Mars in the past was very different to the appearance of the planet in the present moment. So Mars had in the past, at least during the first one giga-ani hydrologic and hydrogeologic cycle, similar to the hydrologic cycle on the Earth, with surficial runoff, with lakes, rivers, and even probably a giant ocean covering one third of the whole planet. So Mars had a geodynamic activity with volcanoes very active, and also very probably a magnetic field. But now Mars has changed. The atmosphere is totally different, is less dense than in the past, but it preserves two poles with ice in the North Pole and the South Pole.
V Marsovi dinamični preteklosti igra pomembno vlogo voda. Govorec dr. Jesus Martinez Frias je leta 2015 sodeloval pri pripravi članka, v katerem je raziskovalna skupina opisala aktivnost tekoče vode na Marsu in skušala pojasniti vodni cikel med atmosfero in kamninskim podpovršjem.
I think it's clear that there is water beneath the surface, because for example the Phoenix lander analyzed the ice, which is like permafrost below the regolith, and also there are percolates widespread in the regolith, and these percolates are like sponges, and these sponges trap the water vapor, in particular during the night. So of course there is water, but I think that water should be understood not in a general and global way, but in a specific way. So I mean, if Mars was geodiverse, water should be analyzed also in a geodiverse way, because the isotopic conditions of features of water cannot be considered in a standard way. So I think that any model, any evaluation about what happened from the isotopic point of view with water, if it escaped or it went to the deep part of Mars, should consider that not all water is of the same age and has the same features. So I think we don't know exactly what is happening, but we know that under the surface there is water. And this is very important, because we know that there are also earthquakes inside and detected more than 100 earthquakes. So Mars is not geologically dead. Mars still preserves some residual activity. And this is also very important for the search for life, because if the planet or the world is dead, it's very difficult, it's very hard that life can merge and evolve. But if there is some type of geodynamics, some cycle of water, some earthquakes, some maybe, because this is not demonstrated, some hydrothermal water, for example, this would be very important for the potential existence of life. But we don't know, this is just speculation.
Prisotnost vode potrjujejo tudi teksture marsovskih kamnin, ki jih na Zemlji povezujemo s tekočo vodo. Teksture kamnin so prepoznali z visokoločljivih fotografij, ki jih je posnel in na Zemljo poslal rover Curiosity. Poleg kamninskih tekstur je predavatelj med drugim pokazal tudi fotografije žil sulfatnih mineralov in sončnega zahoda z marsovske perspektive, ki jih je svojimi 17 kamerami posnel NASA-in rover. Curiosity in Perseverance sta poleg visoko zmogljivih kamer opremljena še z najsodobnejšo tehnologijo, ki jim med drugim omogoča tako vzorčenje kot tudi analizo kamnin.
The rover is not sampling. In fact, the rover is analyzing with the instrumentation. So, for example, with SuperCAN, we can analyze in a remote way the rocks and the minerals. So, but we are not sampling the rocks and putting the rocks in a plastic bag, like in the earth. We are analyzing the material, and these results are sent to the Earth. Information lasts around 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and there is a team of engineers translating everything for scientists to interpret the different results and the different analysis. There is a protocol in which the data belong to the scientific teams during some months, and after that months, the data are free for everyone. So you can access and require the data and to work with them. There are million and million and million of data with which you can work. But the only sampling or important sampling will be the sampling for the containers. There are more than 40 containers, and these containers will be brought to our planet in a future mission, which is called Mars Sample Return.
Seveda pa človeštvo ne sanja le o kupih kamenja, ki naj bi se z Marsa vrnili leta 2036. Človeške odprave na Mars so le vprašanje časa, je poudaril govorec. A pot je še dolga, predvsem pa se v ospredje postavlja vprašanje kontaminacije in geoetike. Kaj bi se recimo zgodilo, če bi na Marsu našli mineral, ki ga evolucijski mineralogi povezujejo z začetkom razvoja življenja na Zemlji?
The connection between science and society is extremely important. If we are working as planetary geologists and also an astrobiologist, the idea is to have a very, how can I say, ethical conduct, ethical behavior, and to act also with integrity. So even an insinuation in a scientific paper could be extremely bad for the for some specific mass media, no? And this has been very, very bad for publishing, for example, about life in Venus or in Titan or in Mars in relation with methane. So we have to be very rigorous because we have to be very strict transmitting this scientific information in a correct way to society. So there is an ethical, a geoethical aspect related with this because we are working on the abiotic world. We as geologists also have to define very well what is abiotic and what is biotic. For example, I am very reluctant to use the term biomarker. I define the term geomarker. I think it's important to speak about geomarkers and not biomarkers. We don't have to speak or to talk about biomarkers unless we are totally sure that we are talking about markers related with life. So we should use the term biomarker when we are sure about the relation of this marker with life. If not, they are geomarkers. So they are geomarkers of habitability, but they are not biomarkers. So they are two different concepts.
Jezus Martinez Frias s pričakovanjem zre v prihodnost, za katero verjame, da bo tesno povezana z Marsom. Pošiljanje naših tehnoloških dosežkov v vesolje se bo nadaljevalo hitreje kot kadarkoli in gost pričakuje osupljive podatke, ki jih bomo pridobili iz vesoljskih raziskovalnih misij. Seveda nam bodo podatki o našem planetu veliko pomoč, vendar pa se nebesna telesa med seboj dramatično razlikujejo in predvidevanja o tem, kaj se na drugih planetih v vesolju dogaja, so izmuzljiva. Informacije o sestavi in geodinamiki zunajzemeljskih objektov nam lahko predstavijo širšo sliko o genezi vesolja in prerasporejanju elementov v njem. Kljub temu, da se naše znanje o vesolju vztrajno kopiči, pa razmišljanje o kolonizaciji vesolja dviguje veliko prahu. Antropogeno poseganje v malo znane planetarne sisteme bi lahko prineslo daljnosežne posledice, hkrati pa se zdi, da ima človeštvo dovolj dela tudi na rodnem planetu. Razmišljanje o kolonizaciji Marsa bi zato raje preusmerili v preoblikovanje našega planeta, da bi postal vzdržen tudi za življenje prihajajočih generacij. Marsirala je Lea.
Off.
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 Off. Off. Off. Recenzija.